You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Jenna Jacoby is presented by Allstate. Get protected from mayhem this year when you switch and save with Allstate.
Yeah, yeah, what's up, y'all? You know who it is, your boy Top 5 Dead or Alive, right here on the Jalen and Jacoby Show, the best show in the world.
Here's Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby.
What
we
up, dog?
Jalen and Jacoby, what is it that we do?
Boss up and get a people! They want.
What a special show we have for you today. Who is joining us in just minutes, Jalen?
D-Block, LOX, Top 5 DOA, Jada Kiss joins Jalen and Jacoby.
And we start with the start of the NBA season. It was the Warriors getting their rings, hanging banners, and then hanging points on the Lakers, 123-109. The Warriors look great. The Lakers looked lacking. Jalen, what is your takeaway from this opening game?
Biggie once said it. The rings and things we sing about, the Warriors can bring them out. And yesterday was number 4 in all of its glory. And it was awesome to see Steph and Klay combine for 51. Wiggins get 20. Poole come off the bench with a couple of ooh and ah moments.
Yep.
Draymond was present and wasn't suspended, showed up in a money green suit, and then the game started. And the Warriors reminded us of something. They have new toys to unveil this year. That's what's going to be the difference for this team. A younger core of Moody and Wiseman and Kuminga that's going to play quality minutes and help propel potentially this dynasty as currently constructed.
The fact that they have Wiseman that they can bring out, they have Moody, they have Kuminga, they have Poole, they've got this young core to match with the veteran core, the championship pedigree that they have, and they're such a great team. But I found myself watching this game and asking a lot of questions about the Lakers. LeBron James, after the game, said himself, "We don't have any shooters." They look like a team that is not going to contend in the Western Conference unless they make a trade. And I have my eye on Russell Westbrook. What was your takeaway from the Lakers last night?
So the Lakers didn't surprise me by how lackluster overall they looked. Just like it didn't surprise me that LeBron and AD had moments where they looked great. Scoring the ball, attacking the basket, distributing, AD playing defense, giving multiple efforts. Russell Westbrook was efficient, did get an air ball in.
He wasn't bad, though.
Did get an air ball in, but he was efficient. He played within himself for the most part, but they just don't have enough people, like Jay-Z said. And let me just talk to the audience about the job Rob Pelinka has done for your Los Angeles Lakers. I remember a couple of years ago, people were saying that Michigan should get rid of Jim Harbaugh, right? That would have been dumb. The same thing I'm going to say about Rob Pelinka. Listen up. He just delivered y'all a championship.
Yep.
He brought y'all Anthony Davis to keep LeBron James happy. When they bring in Russell Westbrook, that ain't necessarily a Rob Pelinka call. You know who got to okay that? Jeannie Buss. You know who got to okay that? LeBron James. And so now as we try to move Russell as a franchise, it's going to be interesting to see what they get in return. But let's not act like he ain't done a good job overarching. And I know this might be people to say, oh, he's pointing to their relationship. I say the same thing about Sean Marks. I played with him too. Anytime you get KD, Kyrie, James Harden, and Ben Simmons to come play for you as a GM, you're doing good. LeBron and AD are in uniform. He's doing good. You got Darvin Ham, one of the best young coaches as a head coach, longtime assistant, longtime player, grizzled veteran, as a new mind on the sideline. Let that thing percolate a little bit. We know that the Lakers are going to be a part of the lower structure in the Western Conference playoffs. We know this. Last night didn't reveal anything.
No, and Russell Westbrook is already complaining about his hamstring, saying that his hamstring injury is due in part to him not starting the final preseason game. We'll keep an eye on his role with the Lakers. But now we're going to turn our eye to the Eastern Conference, where the Eastern Conference champions, Boston Celtics, looked like it last night when they had Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown both dropping over 35 points in a win over the Sixers. Jalen, what was your takeaway from this contest?
You know, this program is going to always love to watch J&J dominate, especially when one keeps a crisp cut like Tatum and another one is a namesake like Brown. And to watch them get out in transition, the improved ball handling of both guys, see, that's it. Ball handling, footwork. Jaylen Brown, the same, navigating in transition, going between the legs, finishing with the left. Tatum understanding space and who's guarding him. Both of those guys leading, understanding that without Ime Udoka, all eyes are going to be on the team that made the NBA Finals. Can they respond? And let me just say, not pitcher, Malcolm Brogdon, welcome addition, play quality minutes off the bench, give him a steady player that can contribute on the offense, give you a couple of steals defense, gives you a yin and yang a lot of ways to Marcus Smart. And so playing less minutes, not necessarily being required to be, you know, the lead, quote unquote, guard on a nightly basis, hopefully keeps his usage down and keeps them healthier. So this Boston Celtic team, they sent a message to Philadelphia. And Jacoby, I was happy to see James Harden, though, respond. He shot an air ball, too. But at the same time, I appreciated his efficiency, his playmaking, his focus offensively. Now, he was a turnstile defensively, good to see him still look and resemble like a guy that wanted to be considered an all-NBA caliber player. I like that pace that he played with. Now, Maxey tried to close the game in the fourth. I believe he had 9 points. But the thing I want to make sure I acknowledge, Joel Embiid, you see where he got the ball?
Yep.
We'll live with that. That's not in the paint. That's not in the paint. And the one balance a supremely dominant player like Joel Embiid has to consider. It was great to see him hustling defensively, blocking shots. But every time he catches the ball on the post, I promise you, his defender is like, please face up and shoot a jumper. Please. I promise you. I played against Allen Iverson. Shout to Bubba Chuck, my brother, in the regular season and the playoffs. You seen him put MJ on skates. I was out there against him. And I'm telling you, every time he shot a jumper, because he was so fast, you could never stop him from getting to the basket. And it's unrealistic to think somebody's going to drive every time. But every time he shot a jumper, in my head, I said, thank you. And a lot of times it even went in. Joel can't settle. He has to be the difference between the Celtics and the Sixers by the way he physically dominates in the paint offensively.
Jalen, sometimes there is video that we need to break down in minute detail, so it is time for you and I to do so and go to the table. Jalen Rose, as I get older, I dress for feel, not for look. And James Harden is doing the exact same thing. I love this cozy comfort look from James Harden with the PJs on. He just looks so cozy and comfortable. I support this look. Your thoughts?
It's a cozy, comfortable look, but it is fashionable and it's not pajamas. And also, as a tradesman who's about to go run, jump, stop, and go and playing basketball, it's only right that he's not wearing shoes that hurt his feet. So this totally makes sense. He looks fresh. I ain't mad at it at all. No wonder why he balled yesterday.
I love it so much. However, I dress for feel, and that sweater does look itchy. I'm a little concerned about the itch factor on the sweater, but he does look great. Jalen Rose, in just seconds, we're going to be joined by that man, Jadakiss of D-Block of the Locks.
Bar!
He's joining us right after this short break. You don't want to miss that. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Bars!
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Doubleheader tonight on ESPN. First, it is the Knicks taking on the Grizzlies at 7:30. And then at 10 p.m., it is Luka Doncic and the Mavs taking on the Suns. 7 p.m., it all starts with NBA Countdown, where you will see Jalen Rose with a fresh cut and a suit. Jalen Rose, every single day we have this platform, what do we do?
Sadly, yesterday was Brittany Griner's birthday, and today she's been wrongfully detained now 244 days. So we here at Jalen and Jacoby use our voice in this platform to continue to wish her a speedy, safe return to the United States.
It is also going to be a return of the NBA on ESPN doubleheader tonight. I am excited to watch my New York Knickerbockers. I am a Die Easy Knicks fan, and I'm looking at that man, the growing maturity and evolution of RJ Barrett, who showed strides last year, and this year I expect him to be even better. That's who I'll be keying on in this game.
So I know New York is about bright lights and big city and the city that never sleeps, and the Garden is one of the greatest stages for people to ever perform on. But I, even though Jalen Brunson isn't considered like the quickest, the fastest, or a highlight, same with RJ Barrett. Both of those guys are effective, winning, productive players that you can build around. Knicks, be happy that you have both of those guys on your team for the foreseeable future. They're both going to have really good seasons. Watch how Brunson be putting people on his hip and finishing on them. Watch how RJ Barrett might dunk every other game and still average over 20 and be making threes. I like both of them as players. You should be happy and excited about your Die Easy New York Knickerbockers.
And in the nightcap, it is the Mavs and the Suns. And you have picked Luka Doncic as the MVP. I don't think the Mavs record will be good enough to garner him that award. Why do you have Luka as the MVP this year?
Well, he's going to flirt with top three in scoring. He's going to be top three in assists. And the numbers he's going to put up is going to be so astronomical because he's in much better shape. He's going to be able to play longer, better, and more effective and efficient. And it's an award about storyline. And he hasn't won it just yet. He's going to be in line. Ja Morant's going to be in line. Devin Booker's going to be a part of the conversation. Joel Embiid, all people who haven't won it yet, along with Giannis, who's going to be in the consideration every year. And don't sleep on Jason Tatum also.
Jason Tatum played well last night in the Celtics opener. They got a win over the Sixers. I can't wait for the NBA season
I'm
to
so
come
excited.
Back. And I can't wait and to see Jalen Rose and the Countdown crew tonight at 7 p.m. We'll be back tomorrow.
What's up?
We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is doing podcast exclusive content for our podcast listeners. We'll be giving you the full, unedited, unfiltered Jadakiss interview. And Jalen, who's going to be joining us tomorrow on the pod exclusive?
Jay Jenkins, a.k.a. Jeezy, Big Snowman, my brother, just like Jada and the Locks for over 20 years. We're going to talk about his foundation, growing up in rap, his new project, Snowfall, and how much he appreciates the Atlanta strip club scene. Make sure you check out Jeezy joining Jalen and Jacoby on tomorrow's show.
And, of course, we have the whole Jadakiss interview for you, but we always want to hear from you. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail, and we'll put you on the show. We want you to be part of the show, so call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail, and we'll put you on the show just like this.
Yo, Jalen and Jacoby, what up, though? This is Zay calling from the Carolinas. I got a question for you guys. I need your help with this one. Oh, before I give you too far, shout out Reg. You already know the vibes. But listen, I just started a new job a couple of months ago, and I came in one day wearing an Atlanta Braves baseball hat. Now, people that normally look like me and Jalen, we kind of just wear hats that match our outfits. But I have a coworker, somewhat of a higher up, who looks like Jacoby, who commented on my hat because he's a big Braves fan, and since that day, he talks nothing but Braves baseball to me. Now, I don't even like baseball, and I feel guilty that I didn't say anything at first. So give me some advice. What do I do? Should I just keep letting this man think I'm a Braves fan and kind of small talking my way out of each conversation? Or should I just burst his bubble? Because quite frankly, I want to wear some other hats and I feel kind of pigeonholed. Let me know what I should do, guys. Keep giving checks. Keep giving the people what they want. Peace.
I love this call for some reason. My man wore a Braves hat to work, and now he has a colleague who's a higher up that thinks he's a Braves fan and only talks to him about the Braves, and he comes to Uncle Jalen and Jacoby to get some advice. He's in a tough spot. I like how we prefaced it by saying, you know what, people that look like me and Jalen, we just wear hats that match our outfit. Like, it's not about fandom. It's not about a certain team or whatever. Like, we had young Jeezy on the show today. He had a White Sox hat on. I don't think he's a big White Sox fan. He just likes the way the hat looks. So, Mr. Rose, what advice do you have for this young man who looks like you, that wore a Braves hat to work and now has a Braves hat fan friend at work?
Thank you for calling. We appreciate the support. This is an easy one, and you called the perfect place, and Jacoby gave you a glimpse of the answer. Jeezy the Snowman was just on the show. And, of course, snow can be attributed for a lot of different things in his life. Now we'll just talk about how he shined because his jewelry was amazing. Right? Jewelry game was amazing. But his Snowman, Snowfall, Jeezy, tour hoodies, you know what color they were? Black. You know what letters they had? White. And you know what colors those aren't? The Hawks or the Braves or the Falcons.
Nope.
So like Jacoby said, like you said, caller, thank you. He had on a Sox hat to match his fit. Now, as you talk about fandom, you come to the right place easily for this answer because you get the best of both worlds. You get the abusive relationship, die-hard fandom of me that'll root for the Lions even though they had one win in the playoffs in 60-plus years. And then you have the gentleman who coined the phrase and lives it as a motto or mantra, die easy. And so here's what you can do. Something called split the baby. You already got the hat. You know about more than one team. You can entertain Braves conversations with your potential superior. Doesn't cost you anything. It doesn't have to be your favorite team. Doesn't have to be the home team. You can still give Braves updates. And just like any supporter of a team, you can just give your opinion of the squad. Hey, they balled last night. They struggled pitching last night. Whatever happened. Go Braves! If that's going to put you in position to get your goal. Now, if you have to compromise your fandom and show up with Braves underwear on to prove your fandom, then you're not going to be able to do it. But otherwise, doesn't cost you anything, no harm, no foul.
Especially at the new job. You got to build those relationships and foster those relationships. And I think over time, in like a year or so, you can break it to them that you're not really a Braves fan. But I think right now you just rock with it because those relationships are very important, especially at a new position. We appreciate you calling. If you call 9580-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. We'll do all voicemails on Friday. And we have Young Jeezy tomorrow. And right now, you're going to get the full, unedited, unfiltered interview with Top 5 Dead or Alive, Jadakiss from The Lox. JALEN and Jacoby brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to JALEN and Jacoby, who is joining us right now on the program, JALEN Rose.
Our next guest is an icon, top five DOA, Lox representer, D-Block representer, Jadakiss. Welcome to the show, family.
JALEN and Jacoby, what's up, my brothers?
Appreciate you joining us.
Me, man, you know that.
What's happening?
Love. Special day for me. Thanks for having me on the show. It's the launch of my Kiss Cafe coffee with my dad and my son. So I think it's a special day. And what better place to set it off than the JALEN and Jacoby show?
You've been in the game for over 20 years. You're a legend. We know about the historic bars and albums and songs and artists that you've influenced. I see Styles and Sheik doing their business thing. Talk about what it means to you to not only do a business venture, but do it like that with your family.
It means the world to me to be able to go into business. You know, coming from where we come from, most of our friends didn't have a full mother and father inside the crib. So for me to be able to do business with my dad and my son, I think that's more than anything. That means more than anything to me. Of course, I would love to sell it for $1 billion, but just to be in business with my dad and my son, I think that's a special thing coming from where we come from. And my dad's the guru of coffee, so I think it'd be beautiful.
When you're in business with people that you love.
Boss, you are the Thanksgiving Day parade in Detroit. You think I ain't hear about that, huh?
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, family. No doubt. Grand Marshal, if you're around, come ride with your brother.
I'm definitely gonna come.
That's dope. Done and done.
So when you are in business with people that you love, you have to have tough conversations. So at some point, you and your son, you and your dad are gonna have to have some hard conversations. How are you gonna approach that?
Well, I've been approaching it my whole life. My dad is sort of like a tough love kind of guy. You know what I mean? He had no problem cursing me and my son out. He got no problem.
Good for him.
He got no problem just keeping me on point. So it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know what I mean? It's some tough love, but he's going to give me exactly everything I need to know and everything, you know, I need to flourish in the business.
And, Kiss, how important is it also just for that imagery? Granddad, dad, son, all elevating different generations of the family dynamic for the future.
I mean, three generational, just working in generation, you know, for my dad and me and my son, that's unheard of coming from where we come from. Most dudes is usually incarcerated with their dad or their son. Mm. So for me to do something like this is a phenomenal feeling, you know what I mean, that we're doing something positive on this path. And it'll probably blow up when we're long gone from here for my son's siblings and, you know, my other sons and daughters and our family will probably benefit and profit from this long after it's over. But I'm just happy that we was able to set it off.
Dope.
So you have a song out now, Gorilla Lion Hyena with Cameron
Bars!
And Mace. Is there truth to the rumor that the three of you will be working together moving forward?
Yeah, I think it's pretty safe to say we'll be working together. Shout out to Cam, shout out to Mace. Yeah, we got some things in the works right now.
Three-headed monster. Exactly. Tell me more about the three-headed monster tour. So, like, each of you guys have clearly been successful in your own right. You worked together for so long. Each has created their own path. What has it been like for all of y'all to come back together, record together, do shows together, and reminisce together?
I think that's what makes it beautiful, because we never had a chance to do that. Of course, me and Mace was on Bad Boy together, then his quick success, he blew up and, you know, he got out of here. Cam came and did his thing, kind of like with the Dipset, then he got on his own path. But for us to kind of come in the game together, we never did no real, you know, we never did no projects together, we never hit no stages together. So I think that's the, you know what I mean, that's what people are waiting for.
So one of the things that we like to do here is celebrate championships and accomplishments. And your versus battle, Lox versus Dipset, to me, that is a banner. You won a championship evening. That was the pinnacle.
Hanging in,
you
no won. Doubt. In like the garden you, right now.
You are a
Couldn't
champion.
Have did it without you
and
guys
when you
present.
Look back on that night, when you look back on that night, how do you feel when you think about that evening when you body Dipset?
I mean, I'm a big basketball fan, so it's just like one of them Mamba nights in the garden, one of them MJ nights, one of them D-Wade nights, one of them Trey Young nights. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to have one of them moments in the garden that'll be hopefully a timeless moment.
No question about it. And of course, it's only right, as you're one a part of the legendary LOX, Living Off Experience. I have to ask you, just give me an update on my brother Styles P and the Silverback Gorilla. How my brothers doing? What they up to? And when y'all getting back on the stage and in the booth?
Oh, they doing great. You know, P just opened a brick and mortar store for Pharmacy for Life. Shout out to him. Luch working on, I think, a new Gorilla Ween project along with another one with a new Lox album, doing his real estate thing. Of course, we got Juices for Life. We opening another one right now up in White Plains area. We just blessed to be here, still working, still healthy, still moving in one unit on one accord.
Love that. Yeah. Make sure y'all go out and cop that. Where can they get that at, Kiss?
You can get it
at
KissCafeCoffee.com. KissCafeCoffee.com. It's a coffee for everybody. It's not for the coffee snobs. We wanted to make something for everybody, for the love of coffee. If you like coffee, you'll enjoy a cup of Kiss Cafe.
I was outside Madison Square Garden with Jalen, and we were elbowing our way into the building, and he got a text, and he said, Jadakiss is in rare form tonight. That's what he said to me. He was like, Jadakiss is in rare form tonight. Tell me about your headspace as you walked into the garden with the versus battle, Dipset versus Lox.
I just wanted to be focused. I just wanted to keep tunnel vision. I knew it was going to be a lot of tension in the building. A lot of people from all the boroughs and Yonkers included. And I didn't want to slip. Of course, if you seen the first verses, you seen me Jada drunk. I didn't have no drinks. I was off straight water that night because I wanted to perform to my highest ability.
And that definitely happened. And I have to ask you this, because we also talked about the beauty of a black family and generational legacy that you're trying to build. I have to ask you, you know, we've had this conversation since a couple of rappers have been slain, and I'm not acting like that just started happening to artists or to black men, but as somebody that's an industry veteran and these conversations continue to happen about how we should move and how the culture should respond and rap lyrics and what influence that has. What are your thoughts on those conversations?
I mean, one thing I hate about this music industry is people zero in on stuff after it happens instead of pulling up people's coats or talking about them kind of issues when nothing's going on. Of course, it's a game that there's a lot of money floating around in the music industry, and that causes some of the younger dudes to not think they have to listen to some of the OGs, which we all went through that. But I think if they talk about and drill on some of the issues before some of these untimely deaths and before some of these stupid acts start happening, I think then everybody could give their part and try to help out and make it happen. You know, make some positivity out of the situation. But don't just use people for their platforms after something happens. You know what I mean? Everybody's responsible for their actions, and everybody should chip in a little bit and try to prevent some of this nonsense going on.
Kiss, you put in your work in Madison Square Garden, but we are on the eve of the NBA season starting.
Woo!
And I want to know from you how you feel about the New York Knicks going into this season.
I feel the same way I felt for the last few years. Jalen Brunson, I welcome him with open arms, but I think we need more, man. We need some more. I thought the big guys in the office upstairs was going to do some more, but it looks like it's going to be another one of the typical New York seasons for me, unless something drastic happens. Of course, like I said, Jalen Brunson, I love him. I think he's excellent, but I don't think he's the piece that bring us to the playoffs or bring us to the next level. I think he needs some help, some significant help, too.
I unfortunately agree with you, Kiss. And sadly, I see the pain in your eyes and in your face when you say that.
Feel this pain in it.
But as somebody that has been feet on the wood for years watching and supporting the Knicks, and there's a team now in Brooklyn, and I know you give the betting tips, do you feel like the Nets have what it takes to win the East this year?
I feel the Nets can be strong competitors in the East. We still got to see the camaraderie of Ben Simmons, Kyrie, KD, and the gang. But I think it's something there. Ben Simmons looked good preseason. I think they have a chance to make a strong run in the East. I ain't going to count my chickens before they hatch too early because, you know, things happen. But right now, they looking good. And so is Philly.
You are a New Yorker.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they is.
Explain to me why New York cares so much about the Knicks and cares so little about the Nets.
That's not true. I mean, the Garden is the mecca of basketball. The Knicks is going to always get more praise. That's just something in the universe. And people want to see them do good. The Nets is going to be all right. They have superstars. But they'll never be the Knicks, because that's just something that's from the man upstairs. I don't know what it is. 82, the Garden is always flooded, is always sold out, is always energetic, it's crazy. Barclays a little darker, the lights is it's a little dimmer, a little subtle.
Hey, Kiss, I have to ask you, because it was dope to watch you do Freddie and Jason with Fab. It's dope to see you now with Cam and Mace, and obviously the Locks is so very legendary. Who are your top five groups? Kiss's top five groups of all time.
Woo! NWA. Wu-Tang. Run DMC. EPMD.
And the Lock. locks. In the locks.
Mobb Deep, man. Rest in peace, Prodigy.
Love that. Love that. Dope. And it's only right coming from a legend. For anybody that watches this show, Jada Kiss is so very immortal that he appears daily via his top five DOA statue.
You ain't see me on Jalen and Jacoby today? Nah, they had Benny the Butcher, but you saw my bus. You saw the...
No doubt about it. I appreciate that. And I always joke, I have it in the studio and he don't even have one.
He got the original.
That's love. I love you, my brother. Thank you for spending love the time. Back. Looking forward to breaking bread soon.
KissCafeCoffee.com. Order up. The coffee's amazing.
Thank you so much for taking the time. KissCafeCoffee.com. We'll be back right after this.
Yes, sir. Got to give the people.
Want to shout Jada Kiss for coming on the show, and I want to shout Young Jeezy for coming on tomorrow. We will be back tomorrow with a full, unedited Young Jeezy interview and another dope pod of Step 2. Why is that, Jalen Anthony?
We're not done. We're not done. We are not done.